Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Biological diversity update. Over 500 river miles protected in New Mexico. The Carson National Forest amended its forest plan on June 26th to protect 531 miles of streams and rivers in northern New Mexico. The Carson was one of four New Mexico national forests sued by the Center and Amigos Bravos in 1997 for failing to identify and protect rivers that are eligible for designation as wild, scenic, or recreational under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. The forest concluded that 67 river segments were eligible for protection under the Act and now must manage them so as to maintain their eligibility until Congress votes on whether to formally add them to the list of wild and scenic rivers. Though over 10,500 miles on 150 river segments have been protected under the Act nationwide, very few New Mexico rivers have been included. Combined with those determined to be eligible by the Gila, Lincoln, and Cibola National Forest, the suit, based on the presence of imperiled native trout, including the Gila trout on the Gila National Forest and the Rio Grande cutthroat trout on the Carson National Forest, has brought protection to over 800 miles of public rivers in New Mexico. On the Carson Forest, these include the Rio Tusas, Rio Velocitos, Rio Pueblo, Arroyo Hondo, Canjilo Creek, El Rito Creek, Rio Chama, and the Red River. On the Gila Forest, they include the Gila, Tularosa, Negrito Rivers. On the Cibola Forest, they include the Canadian River. And on the Lincoln Forest, they include the Sacramento River and Rio Peñasco. San Diego ambrosia listed as endangered species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the San Diego ambrosia as an endangered species on July 2nd. A member of the sunflower family, the ambrosia has declined from at least 40 populations to just 15 in San Diego and Riverside counties in northern Baja California. Major threats to the species' survival include road construction and maintenance, urban and suburban sprawl, encroachment by exotic plants and livestock. Though the Smithsonian Institution petitioned the list to the San Diego ambrosia as an endangered species in 1978, the Fish and Wildlife Service repeatedly delayed its protection, allowing it to dwindle to extinction's edge before taking action. Indeed, its listing this month required the 1997 petition by the center and two lawsuits filed in 1999 and 2001. This delay until sued pattern has characterized the agency's management of thousands of imperiled species, especially plants. More than 30 species have gone extinct while waiting to be protected under the Endangered Species Act. Numerous ambrosia populations disappeared since the 1978 Smithsonian petition and even since the 1997 Center for Biological Diversity petition. Southern California mountain yellow-legged frog listed as endangered species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the Southern California mountain yellow-legged frog as an endangered species on July 2nd. With a total known population of only 79 adults, the Southern California mountain yellow-legged frog is probably North America's most endangered amphibian. It has disappeared from 99% of its range and now occurs in just 7 populations. As is so often the case, the road to federal protection for the frog was long delayed and only accomplished with the intervention of citizens' petitions and lawsuits. It was first designated a candidate for protection by the Fish and Wildlife Service in 1991. Finally, in 2002, 11 years after being placed on the candidate list, the frog has been given the protection of the Endangered Species Act. The center has also petitioned to list the mountain yellow-legged frog as an endangered species throughout its entire range in California and Nevada, and is working to protect the Chiricahua leopard frog, relic leopard frog, California red-legged frog, Mississippi gopher frog, Yosemite toad, Sonora tiger salamander, California tiger salamander, Sonoma tiger salamander, and Santa Barbara tiger salamander. For more information about the Center for Biological Diversity, visit their website at www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by, see the fence.